The government will be announcing in detail today and voting tonight in the Dáil in relation to those cuts. Effectively, once it's all done, once the legislation is passed, what we're looking at, what's reported as, is there will be an effective cut in levies of 17 cent on a litre of petrol and 22 cent on a litre of diesel, as well as a number of other things being done in terms of social welfare, pensioners, and the issue of fuel allowance for people as well, and targeted electricity elements as well as what is being expected to be done in relation to those issues. Well, with me in the line to discuss this in more detail and as to what he would like to happen today is Independent Deputy for Kerry, Danny Healy-Ray. Danny, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme. You'll be there, you'll be voting on this tonight. What would you like to see happen?
Good morning, Jordan. Good morning to all the people of Kerry. Well, of course, like everyone else, I'd like to see the cost of fuel being brought down, especially petrol and diesel, and to help the people with home heating oil and especially elderly people who you know, suffer from the cold more than others. There's an awful lot, and I suppose we expect an awful lot. You know, they have said there that the government has increased its tax take over the last 3 weeks or so by 40 million a week. I'd like to see that the most of that go back. In fact, all of it go back to the people that are paying at the pumps for it and paying for to fill their tanks at home for the heating oil. I'd like to see all that, in other words, that the government take no extra tax and not to benefit extra from the extra cost of the base price for fuel. Aside from that,
you'd like to see that happen. The rebate scheme alone, which is being administered by Revenue, moving that to 12 cent per litre from 7 point, that'll cost 10 million euros alone. That's going to be backdated to the 1st of January. And then the overall package, which will include the targeted energy supports for pensioners, cares, that'll cost 235 million euro. Now, Sinn Féin are saying that's not enough. How much is enough? Well, what's your view on that?
Well, dear enough as it was, Jerry, at 170, 180 before the war started. But you mentioned the rebate there, you see, and it has to be remembered, indeed, by government, and it should be remembered, that all hauliers do not benefit from the rebate scheme, because if you're in the hauler's business and you don't have a hauler's license, many operators don't need a hauler's license, but they won't be included in the rebate, even the North, which I think is very unfair. I believe it should be administered at the pump totally in the way that they have been buying it and paying for it. Whereas the rebate scheme will not help many who are in the transport business when they don't have a hauler's license. Now, the other thing that I didn't hear anything about is green diesel, and that's gone up massively, not even more so in proportion than the white diesel, and there's no talk about that, and if I get in today, I'll have to ask about those things, the rebate and the green diesel, because this is a very busy time for farmers. It's the time that they sow the seeds and they're getting ready for silage and they're putting out slurry, and there has little slurry been put out already because of the weather. That's very important, and that'll have to be dealt with. Those people are feeling it very hard, Jerry. And there's no mention of it. Many of them, the phone have been hopping all night and all morning about the cost of the green diesel. So
yeah,
there are a number of things that will have to be clarified.
Would you expect an announcement on that separately tonight, Danny, or will that just generally fall under the excise reduction?
I will be looking for that. Of course I will, because it's very important. I mean, you'll see all those fine tractors, but they won't move if they don't have diesel and they can't afford it. No, it's actually
gone. It's 150 per. It was 98 cent per litre. It's gone to 150 per litre.
It has, in terms of that. And even during the weekend, fellas were quoted up to 170 for it. And that's the truth. So I don't know who they were quoted for, but Phillips came to me about that. That's very, very serious. And look, we'll welcome whatever we'll get because it's mass. And this, the one thing I worry about now, Jerry, is last night, however it has happened, most places have gone up from 115 or 118 to, or 215 and 218. It's 228 this morning. So I don't know. I'm just wondering in my head. I can't prove anything or say anything. It is a fact they've gone up massively this morning all along the road to Dublin. The general run of it now is around 228 or 229. That's massive. And you can see even the 20 cents or 22 cents is still going to be above €2, and that's for the next month. So it's a worrying time and a trying time for anyone in business and people on the road. One fella got out of his car this morning and he looked up at the pump and he said to me, he said, I don't know, will I turn around or stay going? Because when you see that was gone up again from yesterday.
There's also a concern, Danny, in relation to fertilizer prices. The price of urea, which is the widely used one, has jumped, with some suppliers halting sales of the product. That's going to affect down the line food production, and that's another concern.
We see that during the Ukraine war as well, and what farmers had to endure, and how it goes up so quickly. And, we see yards of it full of fertilizer, and then all of a sudden they have no fertilizer, and they're obviously, some of them operators are holding it above in Cork or wherever, hold it up until they get a better price for it. I think that's wrong, and that there should be some look after that by the powers that be to ensure that people are not being wrong, because I know back in March or whenever it was, 20, there was no fertilizer. 2022, and there was still plenty of fertilizer there. And it's very unfair, You don't mind people, I never mind people making money, but to make it fairly and to be fair with customers, because it's very important to have enough. They're blaming the farmers for everything, but if we didn't have farmers, we'd have nothing, and that's the possible truth about it.
Okay, Danny, answer me this. $235 million, the overall package, including $10 million for that rebate scheme. Sinn Féin are saying it's not enough. Opposition parties want more. The Labour Party want to cut in public transport fares. The Social Democrats want the return to universal energy credits. But €250 million for depending how long it goes on. The government can't do everything. Is another argument that every time there's a crisis, they have to step in, and every time they step in, it costs taxpayer money, which is money that would have gone to services, public services in particular.
Well, I of course, Jody, appreciate that people do need to get help out when things are gone haywire like this, and I do understand as well that there's only so much money in the kitty, but we seem to have money for other things. Outside of the country, when it comes down to it, we must see after our own people now. And look, about the rebate scheme, I welcome what's coming, and I wish it was more. But I do also think that the government must deal with the people that are not going to get the rebate because of the fact that they don't have a haulers license. That needs to be looked at. And if I can get into the jury, I'll be making that request for that, because that is very serious, and it has been pointed out to me over the last number of years when they were expecting that there might be a rebate scheme. That doesn't help everyone in the haulers business, and we have to deal with that, as well as the green diesel matter. There has been little mention of that, and as you know, Jerry, there's an awful lot of work needs to be done with tractors and indeed industrial machines that use green diesel, because it is a fact that they have to keep going, or if they don't, the country stops.
Yeah. Danny, final point. How concerned are you overall about this? This is all largely outside of our own control here in Ireland. I'm looking at pictures on a screen here in front of me of smoke rising from a missile attack in Tel Aviv. Attacks have killed people in Lebanon this morning. Missiles are being fired in Iraq. The war hasn't stopped. If it doesn't stop, no matter what the government does, we're all in a lot of trouble.
Look, sir, Johnny, the country is the one that says an awful lot, you could say, just even since Christmas. There's war on every side of us now, and we are dependent, you know, on energy from wherever it comes from. And that's the other thing. People are saying that most of our oil and gas comes from northeast, and now we're being affected. Even though the war is down southwest of us, it's hard to understand it. But we are in a precarious position at the present time, and the government needs to balance the book as good as they can, and to ensure that we keep going as long as we can. And like you say, we are dictated by what's happening around the world. And it's terrible what's happening, the loss of life and everything. They don't seem to have any thought at all for life. It doesn't matter anymore. And it's terrible. It's frightening. And we went through 4 years over there with the Ukraine war and already. So there's an awful lot to contend with. And we see China and Germany and many other countries drilling for coal and drilling for oil and drilling for gas. We don't seem to be we seem to be blocked of doing that, even though we are told there's gas off the Kerry coast, there's oil off the Cork coast, and we could be storing gas. We're not doing enough to help ourselves.
Well, Danny, the argument is, seeing as you raise it, the argument would be that we need to get away from it because we're constantly at the mercy of these markets, and whatever war is started by whatever crazy world leader next, we're paying for it because we still depend on fossil fuels. That the other way to go is to go for more renewables, more retrofitting, more green energy, more clean energy that we rely on ourselves.
Well, a lot of people say we could have more wind power and offshore turbines and all that. I don't know. There seems to be a total blockage in it. But Kerry can be blamed. We have more turbines than the rest of the country together. So, you see, a lot of the trouble with the wind turbines is planning. And I can appreciate that if a person doesn't want a wind turbine beside their house, because I wouldn't like to have one beside my house, and I know you wouldn't have it near your house. So that's the trouble with it. And you see, they're saying it's too costly to go up in the higher land away from houses. So I don't know. It's hard to balance everything. In Kerry, at least, we've our best done to accommodate wind energy.
That's where things stand at the moment. Danny, we're going to have to leave it there. We'll see what happens in the Dáil today and tonight. But thanks for giving us your view on it this morning. That's Independent Deputy Danny Healy-Ray with his view on what he feels needs to be done.